Welcome to the Blessed Takayama Memorial Battle Royale 2. Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, on the Feast of Takayama, we are here for the Blessed Takayama Memorial Battle Royale 2. Here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less, and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And normally, for those of you coming into the show for the first time, I do that through movie reviews, reviewing films from the Kung Fu Ninja Samurai genre. But today, doing things a little bit different. Today, we have a 30-film Battle Royale, where the winner will receive the Blessed Takayama Memorial Cup, which I still don't have an actual cup for. I need to make a thing. I don't have a 3D printer. If I did, I probably would already have made a thing, but I need a cup. They will receive the Blessed Takayama Memorial Cup and will win the honor of being rewatched and re-reviewed here at a later date on the show. Blessed Takayama was a Catholic samurai who, at this blessed status, is one step away from being deemed a saint within the Catholic Church. But when you become blessed, when you hit that level, you get to start naming things after the person. So that's why we're here today, and today is his feast day. And so this will become an annual tradition here on Kung Fu Pizza Party to host this battle royale. The first one took place just back in September after I reviewed the 30th film here on the show. And to line the films up for that battle royale was really easy. I just went in order 1 to 30 in the order that I reviewed them. Today is a little bit different. So it basically comes down to three groups. Group number one, who got the first few spots in the battle royale, is all the movies that I have reviewed in between the two cups. So since every movie from September to the end of January is in the Battle Royale. Then we have our previous cup winner. Our first cup winner has gotten an automatic bid into the Battle Royale. And then the final group of films, I used a random number generator, and whatever number came up, that corresponding film got an automatic spot in the Battle Royale. So, you know, the first movie I reviewed here on the show was Master of the Flying Guillotine. If number one came up, Master of the Flying Guillotine got into the Battle Royale. How the Battle Royale will then work is that I will then use a random number generator, and as numbers come up, those films will be eliminated. Yes, folks, if you did not listen to the first Battle Royale episode, this isn't like a pro wrestling thing where I already know the outcome. Right now, in real time, I have no idea who's going to win this thing. We are going on a journey together to see who's going to win this year's Memorial Cup. This is going to be run down from 1 to 30 all the way down to 1 to 10. At that mark, I'm going to reorder and shorten the number generator until we get down to our final four. Reorder, shorten the number generator. This is an attempt to try and keep things moving. I was proud of myself in the last episode. I was able to riff and keep going, even though there did come a point where I was hitting the shuffle button a lot because it just kept coming up with the same number over and over again. So this is to hopefully help me not to keep riffing, and it's actual like content for you all to listen to. There was no dead air on the last Battle Royale episode, so I was proud of myself for that, but trying to hopefully make this a little bit simpler for me. So with all that in mind, here is the list, 1 to 30, of all the films competing in today's Battle Royale. Starting at number 1, Predator, Killer of Killers, Silent Rage, Santo and Blue Demon Against the Monsters, Kung Fu from Beyond the Grave, Fist of Fury, Ninja Vengeance, K-Pop Demon Hunters, The Warrior's Way, A Force of One, Black Samson, Hot Potato, Edge of Fury, Black Cobra 2, The Clones of Bruce Lee, Legend of the Red Dragon, The Ultimate Weapon, Foxy Brown, Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires, Drunken Master, Shanghai Noon, Big George Foreman, The Karate Kid 2010, Street Fighter Alpha Generations, Karate Kid Legends, The Next Karate Kid, When Taekwondo Strikes, The Crow 2024, Into the Sun, Black Belt Jones, and number 30, Three the Hard Way. So I know that was a lot of information. Don't worry. I am going to repeat these as we're going along. You didn't have to like jot all of those down at all. A couple quick takeaways. As much as I have liked watching The Clones of Bruce Lee and Three the Hard Way, if I have to review one of those movies for a third time, I will have to get a guest on the show. I have no idea what else I can say about those movies. I do really like it that all three of the Karate Kid reboots made it into the Battle Royale and right next to each other. By the way, The Clones of Bruce Lee won from the number 22 spot last time. And that is The Karate Kid 2010. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for The Karate Kid 2010. With this being the year that Kung Fu Pizza Party is going for the arcade, I think we can all pull for Street Fighter Alpha Generations. I think it would be very appropriate to have to sit down and re-review that movie, seeing how this whole year I'm celebrating fighting games and video games in general. And of course, the two movies that I absolutely liked the least, The Crow 2024 and Into the Sun, both made it into the Battle Royale. And of course, they're also right next to each other. So now that we have the rules and we have all of the films before us, let us recite the prayer of intercession to Blessed Takayama. Oh God, in your wonderful providence, you have chosen Justice Takayama Ukan to be a singular promoter of your kingdom and an undaunted witness to the Catholic faith. Reward, we beseech you, his zeal for your glory, and graciously grant us what we humbly ask through his intercession. Grant us also that, following his example, we may bravely bear all trials for the sake of our holy Catholic faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And with that, let's get ready to rumble. And our first film eliminated is number 11, Hot Potato, one of our more recent films out. Yes, producer Cooper is now here with me as well to help me call the action. Number 20, Shanghai Noon. Oh, that's a bummer. Shanghai Noon. That's an absolute great Jackie Chan film. Still have not done Shanghai Nights. I'll have to get to that one here in the near future. Number 27, The Crow 2024. Yes, I am genuinely so excited that I do not have to watch that movie again. Number five. Ooh, big blow for the Bruce Lee fans. Fist of Fury has been eliminated. Up next, I do not have to worry about reviewing this movie again. Three the Hard Way, number 30, has been eliminated. Here we go. Number 23. Oh, the one we were all hoping for, Street Fighter Alpha Generations, has been eliminated. I might have to contrive another way to have to review this one. Producer Cooper, do you have something to say?
Hot potato.
He really just like yelling hot potato. He's a big fan of the Wiggles, as he refers to them, the Squiggles. And that is one of the all-time classic Wiggles songs as well. Up next, we have number 15, Legend of the Red Dragon. That's a bummer. I'm going to have to do more Jet Li movies this year. That's like the only Jet Li movie I've still done here for the show. Up next is number 10. Number 10, Black Samson, a fairly recently reviewed film, has been eliminated, followed immediately by number 9, A Force of One. Sorry, Chuck Norris. There's still another Chuck Norris film floating around here. Silent Rage is still in the mix. Up next, we have number 29, Black Belt Jones, has been eliminated. Both Jim Kelly movies are out. Up next, we have number 17. Oh, bummer. This is Foxy Brown. Dang, that's another one I would have loved to have to review again. Producer Cooper, do you have something you want to say? Interesting. Number 25, The Next Karate Kid. Okay, we have our first Karate Kid elimination. Still two Karate Kid films in the mix. And that one's already out. And up next, we have number 7. Ooh, I don't like this, folks. Number 7, K-Pop Demon Hunters has been eliminated. That's a bump. Cooper is a big fan of Huntrix. Can you sing us a Huntrix song?
Huntrix has done, done, done.
Yes, big fan. Big fans of Huntrix here in this household. Number 18, Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires has been eliminated. Number 20. Oh, already had that one too. Number 4, Kung Fu from Beyond the Grave. If I'm being honest, folks, that was actually the one I was quietly hoping would win. I would really like to rewatch Kung Fu from Beyond the Grave at some point in the future. That movie was really good. I really had a fun time with that movie. Up next, we have number 3 right next to it. Number 3. Number 3, Santo and Blue Demon from Beyond. Santo and Blue Demon against the monsters. I'm crossing my movie titles there. Let's see. Up next, we have. They're going. Here we go. Number 16, The Ultimate Weapon. Sorry, Hulk Hogan fans. Better luck next time. Number 2, Silent Rage. And now Chuck Norris has been officially eliminated from the Battle Royale. There is no chance of any Chuck Norris films now getting in. Well, there's, let's see here. Number 12, Edge of Fury. Edge of Fury has been eliminated. Number 8, The Warrior's Way. Will any of the movies from the past few months survive the Battle Royale into the next round? We're still counting down here. Number 13, Black Cobra 2. Oh my gosh, we are like almost out of movies from the past few months. That's insane. So folks, I have made a mistake. I recently realized that I have been hitting the shuffle button quite a few times, and I just sat down and realized we are down to our final 9 films. I meant to cut it off at 10, but we are down to our final 9 films. And so here is our remaining 9 films. Predator Killer of Killers, Ninja Vengeance, The Clones of Bruce Lee is still hanging in there. Drunken Master. Big George Foreman. The Karate Kid 2010. Karate Kid Legends. When Taekwondo Strikes. And unfortunately, Into the Sun is still hanging in there. Good for the Karate Kid films. The last time we did this, we had all 6 of the Karate Kid films in the Battle Royale, and nobody made it to the second round. Also worth pointing out, number 22, The Karate Kid 2010 is still in the mix. Holy cow, The Clones of Bruce Lee is still here. Pretty surprised Predator Killer of Killers has survived. All of the, and Ninja Vengeance. These are the 2 remaining films from the past few months who have made it this far. Not going to be mad if I have to rewatch When Taekwondo Strikes. That was a good movie. All right, here we go. Number 1 to 9 now. And our first elimination is number 8. I should not have opened my mouth. When Taekwondo Strikes has been eliminated. Number 3, The Clones of Bruce Lee. So we will have a new Memorial Cup winner, and it will not be the Karate Kid Legends film or Karate Kid 2010 has also now been eliminated, and we have 1 more elimination before we go into our final round, and it will be number 9. into the sun. Thank God. So we are down now to our final four. Old school versus new school. Number one, Predator Killer of Killers. Number two, Ninja Vengeance. Number three, Drunken Master. And number four, Big George Foreman. Oh my gosh. I really hope it's Drunken Master. Predator Killer of Killers would be good to watch again. I would enjoy doing that one again. But I mean, honestly, given a chance to once again watch Drunken Master, obviously, I'm going to take that opportunity. Final round. Here we go. First one out is number one, Predator Killer of Killers. I gotta stop saying things. Up next, number two, Ninja Vengeance. So the new school has been completely eliminated. It is down to Drunken Master and Big George Foreman. And your winner of this year's Blessed Takayama Memorial Cup, Big George Foreman. Congratulations, Big George Foreman, winning from the, get this, number 21 spot. So obviously it's those early 20s that will get you. Those early 20 spots are gonna get you. That went in order, 1, 2, 3. How random is this random number generator? I guess when you're doing four numbers, you're not gonna really get a big change. But Big George Foreman, congratulations. He is the Blessed Takayama Memorial Cup Battle Royale winner. That means that he wins the honor of being rewatched and re-reviewed at some point later this year. This is fun. I like I said, I never would have. I do not plan this ahead of time. So, but we have truly gone on a journey today in this episode from start to finish. Obviously, I knew the lineup ahead of time, but from start to finish, I did not know where this was headed. It's kind of fun just kind of leaving it here and just seeing out of random what could possibly happen. And I'm just so thankful it's not The Crow 2024 or Into the Sun again. But that's it for today's episode. It looks like we're going to be coming in a little bit early. Look at that. That actually went pretty quick. And took care of business fairly easily, but thank you for listening to today's episode. If this was your first time, I hope this, the good news about this episode, if it's your first time, you now know a bunch of the movies, 30 movies that I have reviewed over the past almost year and a half this show has been around. So if you heard one of those movies that you caught your attention, you want to go back and listen to, by all means, go do that. But thank you for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please pass this episode along to a friend. You haven't done that yet because you just finished listening to it. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review the show wherever you get your podcasts and pass this episode along to a friend. That way they can also go on this journey with us. If you haven't yet already, please also follow the show on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza PRTY, where you can get a review of the episode before, or a review of the movie before the episode comes out. Check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture, and all the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network. As I mentioned in the last episode, been adding a lot of new shows here. We have Page and Pixel, where in one episode, Page explains a book to Pixel, and in the next episode, Pixel explains a video game to Page. We've got Your Matter Matters, a show about faith and science. Theology on the Rocks has recently joined, because who doesn't want to hear a couple people discussing theology over cocktails? That sounds like a great time. And got a couple other new things in the works here on the network, so stay tuned for that. And of course, check out my sister show, My Seminary Life, a faith and theology podcast. And that's it for me. Again, thank you for listening to today's episode. Enjoy the rest of the Feast of Takayama today. And this has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I have delivered high-flying action way, way before 30 minutes, the 30-minute mark. No new challenges for me. Love it. But delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.